Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM,
Good evening, dear listeners. Good evening to the listeners of Eagle FM Namibia, to the economic movers, entrepreneurs, business person, policy makers, politicians, and everybody who listen to Eagle FM Namibia. How are you doing? And where are you finding yourself on this Black Friday? We are very happy to be here. And this is a platform that we discuss business and economic affairs. This is Business and Economic Segment with me, David Chambi. And I think it's quite very important. It's quite crucial to make sure that, you know, we thank Helmut with the home run. Yeah, before you go to the conversation, you know, it's a Black Friday. We are greeting you. You know, some of you, you are busy, shopping. Some of you are returning home. Some of you are on, weekend. Some of you, your holiday have already started. What a very beautiful thing. And also, how fast was 2025? Because in 2 days time, it will be December. And December is coming. Are you ready for December? What are we going to do in December? And 2026 is waiting for you. So it's quite very important to make sure that, you know, you continue following Eagle FM Namibia. And like always, what we do at Business and Economic Segment, we look at aspect of bread and butter. We look at, issues of development, and we look at, different ways of thinking, particularly ways that can be able to help us in economic development, in economic growth, in skill development, in doing things differently, in sorting out issues such as governance issue, in sorting out issues such as, you know, trade imbalance, unemployment, issues of climate, and everything that brings us content and context. So we are greeting you, and the fact that you are listening to Eagle FM Namibia, it's a very beautiful thing. So just before we go to the conversation for today, what we are going to discuss today, particularly in line with holiday planning, and also in line with what you need to do when you are approaching your holiday, we are going to speak to, you know, whether you are an educator, either you are a student, either you are a professional, either you are a researcher, you are a parent, you need to look into those things to say what are key things that you must focus on, particularly those who assist you post-holiday. Because December is a time where we meet with our friends and also meet with our relatives, a time of rebuilding relationship, enjoying weddings. Some people, they say chopping weddings, but at the end of the day, business must continue. Hustlers, they take opportunity in those happy moments to make sure that when there is a situation like this, what can I do to make sure that they continue to make money, and January will not be like, 3 months. So, you know, I was watching, South Africa Ad Hoc Committee. I was watching, the engagement between Kate Matala and South African parliamentarian, particularly, regarding the ongoing, inquiry regarding capturing of the judicial, system and also criminal justice of South Africa. Then I just realized to say, they are very tough jitters. I used to think of it, I'm a very strong man. If you look at me, I'm very strong. But I realized to say, no, there are tough people out there. And there are people who go through a lot. And you can be anybody else, but being Kate Matala, John Wick of South Africa, I think that one require some high level of strength, and you must be around for quite some time. It's a very interesting aspect to see, but also to look, not only to observe the actors and people who are in that, part of discussion, but observing with the aim in mind to say what is lesson need to be learned. That is the point of departure. What is lesson need to be learned? And yeah, looking at Namibia, looking at the results of elections, seems like the Swapo Party regain its majority, particularly at the regional and local authority. And regardless of voters turnout, royal voters turnout, you'll be able to see the regaining of the southern part of Namibia. And also you'll be able to see the emergence and the strength of an independent candidate, especially winning constituency, which quite never really happened, particularly when it comes to elections in Namibia. Maybe it's a new change in the dynamics of Namibian politics, and those who are analysts, they're busy analyzing the politics of Namibia from various perspectives to say what really happened, what really changed, and where are the numbers going. Because it's quite very interesting, especially in Namibian politics and any other politics, when you are insulting a person, you must leave room for rebuilding of relationships, because numbers change. Numbers change. Today, this political party has the majority, or today this political party has, stronghold within a certain region, but tomorrow they are on the other side. And people jump from one political party to another political party. That is democratic rights. So it's quite also very interesting to see that, there is no loyalty in politics, particularly when politics is being driven by, ability to look at who can assist me, who can deliver on the deliverables. But yes, you are yet to see, especially when it comes to the result of Windhoek, I'm yet to see the capital city and the official announcement of the results. But what is very important is that let us respect those who win, respect the winner, and understand that you don't only exist during times of elections, but also to continue contributing to the development of the country. And looking at the records to say, ECN spent over 20 million in civic education. We really need to look at that aspect to say, what is the content programs that will be given? What is the content of civic education? Were you teaching really people the necessity of voting, the democratic process, or we're just teaching them the method of voting and why they are voting? That is really something that need to be looked at, because it cannot be correct when you have spent those amount of money and people do not even know where their constituencies are, and people don't even know where their constituency are, who they are going to vote. People are surprised when they go to the ballot paper. I think ECN, together with relevant institution, must be responsible and must work on their plan, because institutional development is based on advice that you get from people, and institutional development is also based on what you learn from feedback on the ground, and what area you need to change. So that is what's happening. However, today's conversation, we are going to ask questions to say, how are your plans for the holiday? What are you going to do in the holiday? What are some of the things that you must do, particularly when you are going into December? And we are also going to look at, analyze issues to say, December is a very, it's a month of entertainment. You see people dancing on top of trees, on top of cars, people meeting their loved ones and families, people meeting their wives, people meeting their parents, people reuniting with old friends, holidays from work, and also relaxing. Some are going to honeymoon, some are going to weddings, some are going, baby showers and many other events. Some are partying, okay, December, and all those things. But at the center of that, it's also quite very important also to understand that December does not mean that the problems have gone away. It means that people find a way to celebrate, even if they went through all the challenges throughout the year. But what is very interesting is that December does not mean that January will be financially okay, which brings us to the point of saying, how ready are we financially to go through December? Those who, I like reading status of my contacts. There was somebody who posted, cannot remember, I don't know if it's Peter or somebody. Somebody posted on his status and said, how should I survive December with only 300 Namibian rand? But it's a meme. But that is, it looked like comedy. But it means that in simple definitions, how should I survive with little money that I have throughout December? because December is not about competing. And we need to teach ourselves these things to say, it's not about competing who is going to buy a lot of alcohols. It's not about competing who is going to get a lot of beautiful ladies. It's not about showing off. It's about reuniting with family, reuniting with your friends, and also rebuilding relationships. Talk about business in a relaxed mode, because that is the time that people find to reflect on how the year was. Imagine, just think about this. It was just 21 March 2025 recently. We're celebrating, we got a new female president for the first time in Namibian history. Very rare in SADC regions, not common in part of Africa. We're still celebrating, we got Manitoba to lead us. Just March now. And what we, if I'm telling you to say, on Monday, not the other Monday, Monday after tomorrow and Sunday is December. Then understand how fast life is, and understand why does it matter to plan, understand why does it matter to take action, and also understand why it's very important to plan and reflect on challenges, on opportunities, and also understand that there is a lot that need to be done, and also realize that every day that we wake up, we are older than the time that we went to bed. And it's quite scary, actually. A year does not just come like that. It starts with seconds. When you're waking up tomorrow, you are 8 hours older than you are now. But we need to understand to say, now, what can we do during December that can allow us to continue connect with 2026 without being stressed? The first thing is financial, financial management. As young people, me included, we find it very difficult to balance between entertainment and also personal financial management. We find it very difficult because we have a lot of things to accomplish. We have a lot of plans. Some are studying, some are working, some are, you know, doing business. And also when we go to December, we make those mistakes. You know, with me, I get excited. I like stories, especially when you see me meeting people that I miss for quite some times. I like talking to my grade one classmates and my grade five classmates, and we talk about those stories. But through that process, I realized that being too excited also leave a room for weakness. That is, you end up spending what you're not supposed to spend. You end up spending what you're not supposed to spend. But it's also quite very important to say, don't be stingy, but be calculative. And I learned this on the way. But sometimes we also need to make sure that we educate ourselves this to say, buying alcohol is good. Buying people things is good. But forgetting yourself in December and prioritizing people more than you prioritize yourself, or prioritizing people more than you prioritize your families that supported you, it won't work, and it's going to be the end of you. Because at the end of the day, things will never, be enough. That is number one. Number two, learn to rebuild relationship, and also learn to meet strategically. Learn to be a strategist in terms of meeting people, and also learn when it is enough. Now, there are those who are very clever, and I'm always motivated by those who continue to push the dollars, every dollar out of every opportunities. December has a lot of opportunities. People are organizing themselves. You see football tournament, you see reuniting events and all these things, weddings and all these things. But at the center of that, money should continue moving, particularly in the informal sector. Money should continue moving even when you're on holiday. If you go to your mother, father's house, and there is a business opportunity to operate, enjoy yourself while you are also doing business. Those of you who are selling perfume, go with your perfumes at those weddings. Because money does not sleep. We need financial freedom among the young people. We need financial opportunities among the young people, but we can only do that if we continue to hustle and also learn the psychology of finance to say how money should be used. Now, the other thing is also that we speak about December on Monday. December is already on Monday. When we discuss this conversation to say, those who are going to be on holiday, what are you going to do to make sure that you navigate through the holiday, and also to make sure that when 2026 comes, you don't do mistakes that you have done in 2025? Because it's end of the month. If you go to December, by the time you wake up, you are in January the 14th. Then by the time reaching the 30th of January, it's going to be a very long way. But how can we assist each other in terms of planning? How can we assist each other in terms of planning the holiday, and also in terms of planning our 2026 or planning our future? You know, one thing which I have seen, and I like saying this without any fear or favor, because I have a lot of my friends, white friends, you know, and not really to say a lot, but some of them, couples of them, when you visit their family members, when you see how they are during those holidays, they travel. If they don't travel, they are at home. Yes, they braai like we braai, but they make sure that December is a time they connect their families with their family friends, and also they connect their families with opportunities. Now, let me tell you a very interesting thing. Our parents, they know a lot of people. Our parents, they went to school with a lot of people, ministers, business people, investors. And do they meet them at the right place? That is a question that you need to ask yourself. When you have a family dinner, who is invited in your family dinner has a role to play in the future of you and your kids. Who is invited in your family dinner? Who is invited to your house during Christmas has a role to play. Do we use that opportunities as now black community to say, no, this one is my daughter, this one is my son, he is studying this one, maybe he's an engineer. When he wants advice and opportunity, this is Uncle Hoo-Hoo, this is how you get connected. Or do you only meet at weddings, and also at funerals? You know, and you also find it very difficult for people to connect, because when you connect, you also don't connect only as family, you also connect for opportunities, and also connect with family friends. But now when you look at how things are, everybody is on his lane, which is not entirely good to say everybody should be on his lane, because we need each other for us to move forward. We need each other for us to move forward, especially as Namibians. We need to make sure that we use December to connect, to make real connection and rebuild relationships. Either is business relationships, either is personal relationships, either is professional relationships. Because one thing which I have seen, and I've also heard about it, is that, there is nothing that can beat your network. There is nothing that can beat your network. And I did not know about this. There was a time I attended a certain event, and one guy was sitting next to me. Then we started discussing, gave me a cut. That time is, I don't know the meaning of giving somebody a cut. But he's a worker to say, no, maybe if you need something, you can call me. I did not know. Then it started happening. Then I asked myself to say, no, man, why do people give, is it a show off or what? But what I've learned is that people want to connect to you, but you must also be able to understand, the language of communication and the language of networking. If you meet somebody interesting in December, don't be scared of asking the number of that person. Either he's old or young, don't hesitate, because that can be your only way. So, that is why today we are asking you a question to say, how are your plans for December? And what economic activity you are going to do during December? And the other thing that we also discuss, particularly now at business and economic segment, is an aspect of self-reflection. Because it's always very important to go there and assess what yourself, not for the sake of blaming yourself. You know, there's been a very rough year. There's been a very rough year with ups and downs, and that is life. But a critical assessment, understand to say, no, I was reckless 2025, yeah, but it's good. I also have some fun. But, you know, I think I need to change three things. I think I need to focus more on my education. I think I need to focus more on my profession. I need to be coming on time. I need to do more. You look at yourself, because if you fail to change, you are finished. And I think I need new friends. The one I was having are good, but I need to advance in terms of how things are being done. And it's not a crime for that. Or I think I need to spend more time with my friends. Or I need to be strategic about my time, not only to spend much time without communicating to people and all these things. That is why we are telling you to say, your December is not a surprise. You already know how December is going to be. Don't be this thing of saying, you go to December, on Monday, you leave home, you come back after 2 weeks with different shoes coming from different town. Some people even come even home without an arm. You were somewhere, you come home with different clothes, and a lot of things have happened, and the rest is history. You met a few friends, you are in Ruakana, you are in Chicago, then you come from Lovers Bay. We need to make sure that, especially young people, adults too, because we get too excited, we want to get away from the year, but we need to plan for that. You need, and what we always also discuss is that, let us all discuss a backup plan. Because we cannot go on holiday on autopiloting, colleagues. Let us not, engage on that. That's why I'm bringing this topic deliberately, because I know how December is always being like. So dear listeners, you are listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we are speaking about the plans for December, holiday plans. What do you need to focus on? We look at self-reflection, we look at self-assessment, and also we look at the key things that happen during December holiday, and what can we do to make sure that we don't get out of December warned and, warned out, or we don't get out of December surprised by January. Let us advise ourselves on this. And you also touch the aspect of financial planning and management, spending. We are continuing with Business and Economic Segment. We are looking at December planning and what are the key things that you need to do, especially when it comes to planning, and also to not end up doing the mistakes that you regret, and also to have time to have a self-reflection on what have you done throughout 2025, because we are just in January now, and we are already speaking about January to come after the month of Monday, which is December. But in the studio, I'm joined by my colleague, that is, Francina. Francina, how are you?
Why are you laughing? Why are you smiling? I'm good. How are you, David?
No, I'm well. I'm happy that you are here in the studio. Mm-hmm. And, tell me, what are the key things that come into your mind, especially when you hear that December is on Monday? What are the key things that is in your mind? And also, what are you going to do different that you never did in the previous December, if I have to start that way? Because I want to make this conversation on economic related conversation, because giving example like myself, I get too excited when I meet my grade four classmates. and all those things. But what is your take on that?
Okay, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
But December, some of us like stress.
Okay.
The reason why I'm saying is stress is because it involves money.
Okay.
You know, when money is involved, It's one side you are happy that it's December, you're going to meet your loved ones, that it has been months or even a year not seeing them.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you go home, you only see some that you maybe met like, you have been always meeting them every year.
Yeah.
But then some of them, they come after 2 or 3 years. You know, they skip at least 1 or 2 years in between.
Mm.
So when you think of it, you're excited. Yeah. Then you think of, what am I going to take along?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to ask now from your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, not about taking along, also what you're going to take along with.
Yeah.
But think of, like, let me say, from us in our culture as Bambus.
Yeah.
There's the cultivating and all that.
It's what? It's a Bambus speaking people.
Yeah. So we have all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously when you get there, the parents are looking at you.
Yeah.
You know, when they see you coming from, when you cross the red line.
Yeah.
That means some of them look at you as you have money.
Yeah.
Because you are in the south or you crossed the red line. So it means that Chenete is there. You know, people like saying Chenete.
And it's really pressure that a lot of people are going through. But you even end up forgetting that sometimes the person that you are putting expectation into in this economy, even a person showing up to the north, is an effort that you'll be thankful for.
Yes.
Yeah, because life is not how it has been those years. To say, when you are here, opportunities are granted. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact that a person show up, does not, it must be thankful to see you, see your son, you see your daughter, auntie, even uncles, you see them, they are there, but don't over expect. And, you look at the way Namibia is, you look at the economy of Namibia, but you don't expect that economy to reflect only on the country, but it's reflecting on the people.
Mm-hmm.
Accept what is there and also try to find a way. And also this thing, I'm always telling people to say, sometimes, that of who give, it's only you who have to control, but a person who take does not really say it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
But people, I have seen people who have a tendency of giving even what you don't have to show that you are there. But I think this December must be a bit different. We must enjoy ourselves, but we must also put in mind the aspect of money and also be strategic enough to say life is not ending in December.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, because we have a long way to go. Some of us, we want to be grandparents.
Why are you skipping? Why are you skipping me to the stage of a husband?
No, you have to go through that. You have to go through that. But you know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Yeah, but the other thing is also about never stop your hustle if your hustle can survive December.
Mm-hmm.
And I like telling this, especially to those who sell their products. Some, you find, you know, I've seen... I'm not a good fan of other materials, but you see people selling perfumes, selling certain products. You say, don't give up because somebody who was having a salary or who is having a salary is spending. Don't give up and start spending all your money. Know that the hustle does not sleep and money does not sleep. You know, sometimes we also tend to say that some events in December, like tournaments, there's opportunity to do business.
Yes.
Yeah, unlike... you know, what we put in mind to say is only about dancing on top of the table. But it's very bad for economy. I can't be as a host of business and economic segment. Then I end up in January and I don't know how to reach the end of the month.
Yes.
It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
And yes, continuing to where I was talking about in terms of parents expecting you to go into your pockets because it's not time for cultivating and all that.
Yeah.
Some, there's some understandable parents. They know that it's December. Back to school.
Yeah.
There's now the field. You know, so some parents are understandable. They'll be like, even if you touch the area of the cultivating part and you don't assist in your siblings or your family members in terms of back to school, they know that you tried. But then, now there's now where there's now, the reason why I say it's stressful is because there's cultivation. There's back to school. There's weddings. But weddings, obviously you have planned for it, you know. But then there's some of us that keep on saying, next month, I'll start saying next month. Then you find yourself, it's November.
Yeah.
Then you are there trying to think of, where can I get a loan? Where can I get money? So, because you don't want to be seen broke and all that. And then there's again, now the...
while you are there, you know, one thing I've seen, it's better in life to be seen broke than being real broke. Do you know that?
It's and being in debt.
It's better to be seen like you don't have anything than you really don't have anything. And that says a lot about our culture, because we want to prove everything. But it's also very dangerous because we miss such time to reconnect with people and also to do real planning. You know, some of our family members, we see them on WhatsApp group. We fight on WhatsApp, but we never met for 2 years.
Yes,
The time you meet there, you don't really understand each other and also talk about opportunities. It's just over entertainment. When somebody's wake up, this one is on the other side, and people are busy with a lot of things. But apart from now, finance, what other things do you think as a young person,
mm-hmm.
I call you a young professional,
mm-hmm.
You should put in mind, especially when you are going on holiday, when you are going on home. Some people, and it's also very sensitive, né?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, home is where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they grew up in, and I remember there was a time I was asking it's a Heredo Damara lady.
Mm-hmm.
Then I asked her, say, no, where are you going in December? No, some of us, we are going home. Say, no, I'm not going anywhere because home is here.
Yes.
What was home? It's a corridor of a farm. Mm-hmm. You know, we are not coming from the same background
mm-hmm.
because of what happened there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, while you are there, what other things do you need to put in mind?
Another thing you should try to put in mind now, putting the finance aside, is try to see where, trying to bond with the relatives.
Yeah.
The bonding.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes some of us, we end up saying, maybe let me say I have a cousin David. I'm like, he's a rude person.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to sit down with you, get to know you, bond. You know, we always just meet in weddings.
Mm.
Everyone is having their group. Those that are, that always meet in the north, they're together.
Mm.
Those with the Nongwediba, they are together.
The gangs.
You know, yes, the gangs are just separate.
Yeah.
Instead of like uniting and sit together, I'm like, guys, it has been a long time. Some of us, we didn't meet them. We just met them, got to know them there through our parents saying, no, there's also one of your relatives and all that.
Yeah.
And then it's when, my name is Hoo.
Yeah.
Get to know each other, you know.
Mm.
Now you are just there. You try to create your own gang or your gang that you've been with for years.
Yeah.
Ever since you grew up until you are old enough.
You know, there's always
just one gang.
There are always those beef that are coming to end. You know, have you ever heard of a phrase to say, I have the baddest family ever?
Mm.
That is how it is across the board. You go to Italy, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because family is family. You can fight like chicken, but when trouble comes, you are the same blood.
Mm.
But the point that you have made, especially for bonding
mm-hmm.
and connecting, is very important, because sometimes you think you understand a person, but you did not spend time, or you think you have visited a person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between me coming and visit you and I bought you wine. We start talking and laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Then really understanding you.
Yeah.
Because I don't
who
get an
you
opportunity.
Really are.
I don't really get an opportunity to know.
Yes.
But I think that is something that we really fail to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now I also have something especially to the students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you complete your grade 12,
mm-hmm.
when you complete your grade 11 now,
mm-hmm.
there is no stress person than somebody who's between high school and tertiary education,
mm-hmm.
especially in December.
Yes.
You may just be there zoning out. You are happy,
mm-hmm.
but you are scared of the future.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think need to be done for preparation of next year tertiary education, either it's college or vocational training center, particularly to those who completed their high school? Mm-hmm. What is your perspective on that?
Okay, like you said, obviously they'll be waiting, they're on waiting their results, their final results.
Yeah.
So, try to get those that were there, you know.
Okay.
But sometimes it's a tricky thing, because there are some that when you go and tell them, or ask them about how is life in varsity, they'll try to scare you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, if you experience it when you're in grade 8, 9, that you'll be told grade 10 is difficult.
Yeah.
You get into grade 10, grade 12 is difficult.
No,
you know?
Yeah.
So try to also, you know, there's always career fair in the at exports and all that.
Yeah.
So try to also attend such things. Sometimes they also, I think they take place from October, November there.
Yeah.
But December is the time to now find out who you really want to become in the future. You know, sometimes now you see who came around.
Yeah.
Instead of now, how is life in varsity? How is things? How should I prepare myself? How should I do this and all that?
Yeah.
You try to think of, how do you think of the money? I can't wait to get NASFAF and all that, so I can start doing this, buying this for myself. It looks easy when it's on someone, but once you get yourself there, it's when you understand. Just like us, when you're young, I can't wait to grow up, have my own place and what's on. You grew up, you are working, you are on your own, you are self-independent. It's now all stress. You have so many things piled up on you.
No, I think it's a very important point that you have mentioned. And also time to talk to people. Because remember, one thing I have seen is that during December holiday, You know, we have those who are going to honeymoons, those who are going to weddings, but where you meet people, that is where everybody is.
Yes.
The professors that you are scared of at any university, mm-hmm. either at NASA, UNAM, any university I can mention, any even at college,
mm-hmm.
the high people that you see them enjoying themselves in December, approach mm-hmm. them. They are open to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, they are open for advice for free.
And that's the best moment to ask them, because sometimes they can be, you know, the mood is different.
Because
they're in the enjoyment. Yes, and all that.
Yeah, they are all open, and we don't lose the opportunity. And also we are not connected. And also the other aspect I was touching on earlier,
mm-hmm.
before you joined me in the studio, is the aspect of connecting with family friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, visiting some of, or few of my friends, especially my white friends.
Mm-hmm.
They have these dinners. When they have dinner, mm-hmm. you, your husband, and your kids,
mm-hmm.
and, me, my wife, and my kids, we come and sit, mm-hmm. but we are also introducing our kids to each other.
Yes.
To say, no, this one is an engineer, for example, or this mm-hmm. one is doing what?
Mm-hmm.
If you need any contacts, that's where decisions are made. But the question I'm asking is that, or the point I made is that
mm-hmm.
who is invited in your family dinner
mm-hmm.
has a role to play in the future of your kids.
But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing,
now
in terms of us, this color, us the black, some of us, black families, you know, we hardly do such a thing. Some family invites is just those that are well off. You'll find a group,
you
find, let me say the young people of our age. They have, they create a getaway. During December time. You know, or maybe even when you go home. They'll be like, during December on our cousin's wedding. Let's have our own tree there. Now you just invite those that are students. I mean, those that are like a high profile varsities. Those that are studying abroad. Those that are done with high profile jobs and what's or not. Then you leave out the ones that are, you leave out the ones that are doing NAMCOL. You leave out the ones that are at home because due to financial issues, no one to assist them in terms of a registration and all that. You leave out those ones that are trying, you know, but you don't know. Sometimes these certain people that you are leaving out can also help you. Doesn't mean because where they stand in life, they can't do anything in life. But now that's a time where you bring the,
you connect, you mix.
And then you get to meet, okay, so you do this. So in case me that's now standing somewhere in life, I may come across something. I will call Miriam or James, come. There's this certain opportunity. Maybe you can try. Sometimes maybe I know something that I know that David can do it. In this mechanic or in this hospitality, he or she can do it. And it doesn't mean because they are in the sport, they are, let me say, for example, you are in the hospitality industry. It doesn't mean because you looking at her like hospitality. Doesn't mean she's going to hospitality just to get a job. No, she can create her own job throughout that. She can become a self-employment whereby she did hospitality and then she's job hunting. While job hunting, you create your own business somewhere or just do something out of it because you got some skills from it.
You mentioned a very important point, especially recognizing people not based on categories where they are in life. You know, one thing we have seen is that there are those people, those guys at the village. They are called guys at the village. These are the guys who push your cars when you know, stuck in the mud. These are the guys who assist when somebody died. And there's even a phrase to say they don't know when to bury you.
Bring out the tents and
and all these things. But you find that when December come, there's a recognition of a
looking
guest.
Looking down on them.
Yeah, recognition of a guest. But this is a guy who was at home even when I was not there. This is a guy who people relied on. But you start to see a tendency of undermining them, even them undermining themselves. But that is where the problem is. But recognizing them and also making them part, either part of the family or either part of a recognized group. You can't just, you find even an elder being sent to go and buy icebox just because I have money. It's
because of where they stand in life.
Because
I cannot be sending a certain uncle of mine because I know he's my uncle, but he's a cattle herder.
He's a cattle herder, or
he's just someone that maybe go get, maybe there's a house being built somewhere. He go get sent or pick up bricks and all that. And then I decide that, no, let me send him ice blocks. Or let me send send him a crate of beer.
Yeah, let me send
That's
him.
That's disrespectful.
No, it's disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And we see it a lot, especially, and it seems like normal to say, give Francina a check.
Let me bite your tongue somewhere
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, as I send him or her ice,
yeah.
when he or she comes back, yeah. and I give her $5.
Yeah, or 20 if you
yes.
have, yeah.
Now, do you think that person is happy where they stand? No.
No, they are not happy. And sometimes what we forget is that can also be somebody's father.
Mm-hmm.
It can be somebody's father. And it can also be, you know, situations in life. But those are things that we need to stand and speak. And there's also an aspect of, you know, when we speak about planning for next year, particularly if we have to come back to students, there's something that people don't do. You spoke about career guidance.
Mm-hmm.
Do parents understand what will happen? Because a lot of people, if you meet people in general, people are confused. There is no planning in terms of finance. There's no planning in terms of return back to school.
Mm-hmm.
There is no planning in terms of where a person is going to stay.
And that's where you find the parents stressed and all that.
Yeah, the way a person is going to stay when he's going to the city or town to go and study. There's no even clear plan on what are you going to study.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite embarrassing also to see that we spend much time so planning about events that are not futuristic going to help us.
Yes, and you know... going back to the finance now, I feel like we are heading to the finance again.
Yeah.
In terms of go back to school, sometimes, okay, there's always a list that comes from school every December when school close off to what you need to buy.
Yeah.
But there are some things as parents, you know, that it's a must every year you buy it.
Mm.
Let me say, for example, sometimes they mention books. Sometimes they mention how many books you should buy.
Yeah.
But if you know that you always have to buy books around about this amount, try to buy even half of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know they say 9 books, even buy 4.
Do your best.
Yes, do your best.
Mm.
Buy shoes already. Buy, like now it's Black Friday and all that. Try to get the little things that you know that next year he or she will need is plastic covers, pencils, pens, everything that you know you can get that moment that you know that it's a must. You know, rim, paper rims, that's the most thing that most schools always ask for every year.
Yeah.
Buy it while it's a cheaper price. Because comes December and January, end of December, January, things are expensive. And mind you, there are not only 3 people in your house, there might be 4 or 5 kids.
Yeah.
But at least if you try in the middle of the year, you try buying off this and that. Same thing as winter clothes, this and that. You won't be stressed because you know by the time it's now we are heading towards almost back to school, it's time to go back to school. You have taken at least maybe 60-70% of the things. It will even be cheaper. You even have saved maybe even $200 from the things that you was going to buy in December altogether.
Yeah, I think it's all about planning. Just before
it's all about planning.
Just before we come to the end of our conversation, because we have around 8 minutes, there is a question that people always ask to say, is December a time to rest or a time to assist with housework? And that is the time that is the time where parents, especially with young ones, they have a fight. That's why you also see, I come home on Friday, then I'll come back after 5 days coming from Mandangwa and with a different shirt and with a different face.
Some people, the day they arrive, drop their bags, go.
Yeah, they come back.
I think that mentality of I'm switching off my mind.
Mm. Now, which one is that now? Is it time to help your parents or time to relax and pull out all the...
You can include both.
Okay.
But the most important part is also helping out.
Yeah.
I know you have come, it's December, you want to rest, you want to switch off your mind from work and all that.
Mm.
But going home or going to visit wherever you are planning to go December time, it's not the time to bond.
Yeah.
But one thing about us, the youth.
Yeah.
The next day you get home, you drop your bags, you rest. Some they don't even rest.
No,
they drop, they call, oh, I have arrived. Where are you?
Yeah.
Nowhere, where you go.
Yeah.
You just greet your parents, they don't even sit down to, you know, catch up how things, how and all that.
Yeah.
You are only, and mind you, ask you if you just have the thing of 1 week, then we go back.
Yeah.
You come, You come around about 20th December there.
Yeah.
You go back after Christmas or after New Year, maybe the first, second day of January.
Yeah,
you are back. But the day you are going back is the day your parents will see you again when you are saying goodbye.
Yeah.
You guys don't even get a chance to sit together, catch up, speak. You know, sometimes parents are going through something they need to talk about with you, or they need assistance in something like, no, my boy or my son or my daughter, next year now, we are planning on doing this. Please try to save up a little bit of this or do this so you can assist us here. You meet us halfway here and there. But sometimes we also, some of us, we also try to escape that.
Yeah.
You know that this is the time where you are going to be asked this and that. Maybe you are also not scared of any of those aunties and uncles that are asking, when are you getting married?
Mm-hmm.
When are you bringing a grandchild in the family?
No, those are very, very important questions. but sometimes they are also very dangerous questions because, because,
now you are looking according to where you stand in your finance, where do you stand?
But I also, end up to put it this way to say, yes, there might be a lot of pressures coming from both ways, but it's about decision that you are making. It's decision making because the way you are going to spend January depends on the decision that you are making, that you are making now, even planning about December.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe that nothing really is a surprise. It's a product of what we do, but also how we navigate through. If you have, a good heart like me, because I'm always I love history, and I'm always somebody to remember what you have done when you're in grade 6.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most of my classmates, when they see me, they want to be closer to me. But it can also be a weakness, because if you have finance, you start to be over generous to that extent that you forget about your plan.
Yes.
That's why I'm always telling people to say no. Sometimes you need to have limit on how you are going to spend it. Because it's sometimes not only about money. It's also not about drinks or happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's about seeing people. And also no limits to say...
Bonding.
It's bondings. I'm limiting, this is what I can do until this time. Because finance, management and all those things, they matter much. Yeah.
And you know, this is now the time when some fail to also spend time with the family in terms of, like I was talking about bonding.
Yeah.
You are now buying out drinks for strangers. But at home, people are just home there.
Mm.
Some of them, some people at home, they miss having that nice cold drink.
Yeah.
But now you are busy trying to show the others that the strangers that you are not, you are around.
Yeah.
You are living the best life, but you're not living the best life. Sometimes you are using the money you took as loan. When you are taking loan just to go impress people back home. Rather than now take a loan, building something, knowing that something you're investing in it, knowing that there's a good coming out of it.
Yeah.
Now you are there, you are buying drinks. When you start to go back home, you're asking your grandmother to give you transport money to travel back where you stay.
There's no long-term planning. And it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous, especially if there's no long-term planning. We are not saying you should not enjoy yourself, but what you have indicated, you hit right to the point. And I think we must see a different January, and we must also have a culture of people who don't spend like they are not going to wake up tomorrow, because December is just like any other month. You know what is very interesting is that all these things are human construction. December is like any other month.
Yes.
And
it's just that it's the last month of the year.
It's the last month of the year, even according to human construction. Do you understand what I mean? And for us to be in order. But if you just say, this is my consistency, this is what I want to achieve. Yes, there is that month where a lot of people are going to, they are off from work, they are going to spend their time with their family, but this is my limit. And also have plan about December. A lot of us, we don't plan about December. You go to December, you even be shocked to see me in Angwena region at a certain wedding. You meet, but it was not part of my plan.
Yes.
But just because you are everywhere, when it doesn't mean that when you meet everyone, they are part of your plan. Sometimes I meet you, I miss you, hi, then we go. We have a focus to look into. Yeah, maybe just your final 2 points before we come to the end of our conversation, particularly to those who, some are already on their way. When they are listening to this program, they are already on their way going to their parents' house, or somebody to their houses. Some are going to their honeymoon. Some are going to vacations. Some are, just going to have some times out. And what is your message to them?
Okay. Now it's the wedding season also. you know,
yeah.
from starting from, let me say this weekend, next weekend, weddings are starting off and all that.
Yeah.
And most people also are traveling now to wherever they are going to.
Yeah.
And sometimes you are going to a town you have never went there before.
Yeah.
So, and this is now the time whereby you, it's going to ask the pocket. You have to go into your pocket.
Mm.
So, try not to spend unnecessary things.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, even this is a time where, but if you are able to, and you know that you are renting,
mm-hmm.
pay in advance.
Yeah.
Same thing as do your shopping already, your cosmetics.
If you know yourself.
Yes, if you know that you can't control yourself.
Yeah.
You know, if you know that you can't control yourself in terms of finance, in terms of saving and all that.
Yeah.
Try to make sure you bought already food for your place.
Yeah.
You have paid your rent for January already.
Yeah.
And you have done everything that you have to do.
Mm.
So, and one thing again, in terms of if you know that you're traveling with a bus, you are going by a bus, and you are, try to do a returning ticket if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So that even when you are coming back, no stress, you know that you've paid for your rent, you have food at home, you have your ticket to come back home.
Mm. You are connected. So, yes. You are connected.
So you don't find yourself going to borrow money from your uncle or auntie or grandmother to give you transport to come back home, or to even end up selling your smartphone for $400 because you need transport to go back to wherever you stay.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Mm-hmm. No. It's quite a very good point that you have mentioned, especially when you know yourself. There are people who know themselves and they are pretending to be like somebody else. Mm-hmm. If you know your character. Know how to control yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest challenge that everybody is struggling with also.
Mm-hmm.
Us included, to say, if you know how to master yourself, that is the best thing that you can do. And the other thing is also that, do not over depend on a person.
Mm-hmm.
We understand this, the economy. We understand that, you know, over 44% of Namibian young people, they do not have jobs, but with the little that you have, do not over depend on a person. Just because David is there, you follow David even to the town that you do not know, but you don't have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm.
At least you have your $100, $200 to say if things goes wrong.
Yes.
Because I always believe in the backup plan.
Yes, backup is
because
the best.
It's like somebody say, no, Francina, let's go out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everything is on me. We buy food and drinks and we
enjoy.
Move around.
Mm-hmm.
Then something can happen. A person can just disappear. Or a person can get sick or get robbed.
Yes.
Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a backup plan, you avoid a lot of surprises.
Yes.
Just have that backup plan for yourself to say, this one is for me. If things don't go well, I'll make sure that I go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you find the people, you don't have your phone and it's written missing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just a wrong trip went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Unplanned trip went wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are coming to the end of our conversation, and stay safe out there and make sure that you enjoy your Black Friday and plan well. Do not stop enjoying yourself, but be careful and also be calculating. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now.
And from me, Francina Midengwa, let me add my surname. Have a great weekend. Please do take care of yourself and spend well. You know, you still have a whole month. You know, some people say January feels like it's a 2 month because because you failed to plan.
Yeah.
So let's economize, guys. It's a goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.